Part 7, an organization with a presence across Canada. Rural Quebec communities and Solio Cooperative Group have experienced significant changes in the years since 1996. Quebec-based farmers have had to navigate numerous challenges, including an increasingly connected world, greater market liberalization, and heightened competition from both domestic and foreign producers. First and foremost, the size and value of farm operations in Quebec needs to be considered. These days, a farm can boast several million dollars worth of assets, which can be an issue for succession planning, as buying such farms is often out of reach for younger farmers. A number of purchasing options are being explored to overcome this challenge, including cooperative ownership. Farming has also experienced a significant digital transformation with tools ranging from specialized farm management software to precision land mapping to optimize soil use, including the use of drones, and more recently, artificial intelligence. As well, a shift towards sustainability in agriculture has been ongoing for several decades, but the urgency of climate change has made it a pressing concern for farmers everywhere, who can no longer write it off as a passing trend. We have also seen a growing presence of women in the agricultural sector. In addition to trailblazers such as Francine Ferland, Sophie Bédard, and Muriel Dubois, women have been taking on more leadership roles, both at the helm of farming operations and in elected positions. For Solio, this period in time is marked by unforgettable events such as the ice storm of 1998. The incredible acts of solidarity witnessed within the agricultural community in response to this crisis, especially in the critical area of Montérégie, exemplified a key principle of the cooperative philosophy. In 2020, Solio was forced to reckon with the COVID-19 pandemic, which triggered supply chain disruptions and inventory shortages and accelerated a shift to remote work for some jobs. The year prior, the organization had changed its name to Solio Cooperative Group. In the early 2000s, Solio pulled out of the dairy sector entirely, leaving Agropur as the leader in the sector, along with other active cooperatives such as Nutrinar. The closing of Solio's hardware distribution center in Trois-Rivières was followed in 2015 by its acquisition of Groupe BMR Inc., the only hardware store chain that is 100% Quebec-owned. The Solio Agriculture division has experienced significant growth outside of Quebec since the early 2010s, including the purchase of Co-op Atlantic's assets in the Maritime Provinces in 2014. In 2018, Solio acquired Standard Nutrition Canada, an acquisition that included retail stores and warehouses in all three Prairie provinces and a grain center in Winnipeg. In the poultry sector, propelled by acquisitions and other factors, Olimel, the new brand replacing Flamingo, has become one of the top Canadian agricultural producers in terms of slaughter volume. The backbone of Solio's export strategy has been pork, which is sold to more than 60 countries. However, the pork sector has experienced fluctuations due to a number of factors, including labor shortages, closures of the Chinese market to Canadian products, and decreased demand in the domestic market. On the cooperative front, Solio launched the Vision 2020 project, later called Vision Plus, which serves to support the consolidation of key agricultural cooperatives and formation of business partnerships with the Solio Agriculture division. Solio has also been active in the wider cooperative world, joining the Société de coopération pour le développement international, SOCODEVI, in 2003, and working with other member co-ops, including Agrilet and Comax, which have merged to form Agisca Coopérative, and Nutrinar to carry out a number of initiatives to support co-op projects in developing countries. Solio has also been active in the wider cooperative world, joining the Société de coopération pour le développement international, SOCODEVI, in 2003, and working with other member co-ops, including Agrilet and Comax, which have merged to form Agisca Coopérative, and NutriNow to carry out a number of initiatives to support co-op projects in developing countries. Solio has also hosted a number of delegates visiting Quebec. In 2022, Solio proudly celebrated its 100th anniversary. This was an opportunity to reflect on the incredible strides Solio has made in implementing a democratic structure that has made farmers' lives better. Today, between its three divisions, Solio Agriculture, Olimel, and Groupe BMR, Solio has a foothold in 9 provinces across the country.